Bueno. Hello, are we still connected? Judy, he hasn't come on.
Okay.
Good morning.
And whoever else he's on
Morning.
didn't identify himself, so I wasn't sure if I was on or not. So I sent him a message saying silence on the conference call, but I accidentally sent it to Lee, so now I'm telling Lee. That's the wrong message. So let me get back to the conference call again.
You're on it. I can hear you.
Okay, good. Morning, Hanok.
Good morning, Judy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hopefully you are too.
I
Welcome.
Good morning. Starting with the Lashanya food, and then I will be doing the Ketoret in English, because I don't think we really got the English translation in the Sunday's call. And then we'll do the month of Elul, which is the connection for today. L'shem Yisud Kutshabarishu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urkimu Utkilu Utkilu Urkimu Le'achta L'shem Yudhei Bavavhe Ve'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Le'lud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayihino Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kananeh Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kananehu. The incense in English. You are the one, Hashem, our God, that our forefathers burned before you the incense spices in the time of when the Holy Temple stood as you commanded them by the hand of Moses, your prophet, as it is written in your Torah. Hashem said to Moses, take for yourself spices, stacte, onica, and galbanum, spices and frankincense that is pure of equal weight shall they be. You shall make it into incense, a spice compound, the handiwork of a perfumer, thoroughly mixed, pure and holy. You shall grind some of it finely, and you shall place some of it before the testimony in the tent of appointment, where I shall designate a time to meet you there. Holy of holies, it shall be for you. It is also written, burn upon it shall Aaron the incense spices. Each and every morning when he prepares the lamps, he will burn it. And when Aaron ignites the lamps in the afternoon, he is to burn it. An incense that is continual before Hashem throughout your generations. Based on what was just explained, the incense is not complete. We don't really know how to mix it from what was said directly in the Torah. But the Talmud, which is the oral tradition, the oral law, what was taught to Moses and then handed down through the generations. When the Talmud was written, there's a section that explains it in more detail, and that's what I'm starting to read now. Taught did the rabbis the formulation of the incense mixture, how it is done. 368 mana. A mana is a volume of measurement, or a measurement of volume. Were in it. 365 corresponding to the number of days of the solar year. A mana for each day. Half in the morning and half in the afternoon. And 3 mana extra, from which would bring the Kohen Gadol the amount that fills his hands into the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur. He would return them to the mortar on the day before Yom Kippur and grind them very thoroughly so that it would be of the finest of the fine. 11 kinds of spices were in it, and these are they: stacte, onica, 1 stacte, 2 onica, 3 galbanum, 4 and frankincense, weighing each 70 mana, 5 myrrh, 6 cassia, 7 spikenard, 8 saffron, weighing each 16 mana, 9 costus, 12 mana, 10 aromatic bark. 3. 11. And cinnamon. 9. Lye. Additionally of Karshina. 9. Kav. Wine of Cyprus. 3. Seah and 3. Kav. If he has no wine of Cyprus, he brings wine that is white, that is old. Salt of Sodom, 1/4 of a kav, and male ashan, a minute amount. Rabbi Nasan of the Babylonian says, also amber of the Jordan, a minute amount. If he placed in it fruit honey, he invalidated it. And if he left out any one of all of the spices, he is liable to the death penalty. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, stakte is nothing but the sap that drips from trees of balsam. Lye of Karshina, why is it brought in order to refine with it the onika, in order that it should be pleasing? Wine of Cyprus, why is it brought in order to soak in it the onika, in order that it should be pungent? But it is not urine more suitable for that. Nevertheless, they do not bring urine into the temple out of respect. It is taught by Rabbi Nasan, says, as he would grind the incense, the one in charge would say, grind thoroughly, thoroughly, grind, because the sound of beneficial, the sound is beneficial for the spices. If one mixed it in half quantities, it would fit for use. But as to a third or a quarter, the law has, we have not heard, said. Rabbi Yehuda, that this is the general rule. If in the proper proportion it is fit for use, even in half the full amount. But if he left out any one of all the spices, he is liable to the death penalty. It is taught by Bar Kappara, says, once every 60 or 70 years, it would breach the accumulated leftovers. Half the yearly quantity, furthermore, taught by Bar Kappara, if one had put into it a cartove of fruit honey, no person could have withstood the scent. Why did they not mix into it fruit honey? Because the Torah said, for any of any leaven, fruit honey, you are not to burn from them a fire offering to Hashem. And this verse is the next section is recited 3 times, although I am only going to read it in English once. Hashem, Master of Legions, is with us. A stronghold for us is the God of Jacob, Selah. Whenever you have the word Selah, it's a pause to contemplate what was said. Another verse that's recited 3 times. Hashem, Master of Legions, praiseworthy is the man who trusts in you. And a paragraph that is recited 3 times. Hashem, save, may the king answer us on the day we call. You are a shelter for me from distress. You preserved me with glad song of rescue. You enveloped me, Bella. And pleasing is Hashem, let be the offering of Judah and Jerusalem as in the days of old and in years gone by. That is the Ketoret offering. The Rosh Chodesh Elul for the year 5780 is on the evening of August 19th, 2020, until the sunset of August 21st, 2020. The actions each of us do on the sixth day of Nisan will impact either positively or negatively the month of Elul in the year 5780. Permutation for the month of Elul. Hey, hey, why, oh, hey, hey, oh, ah. Hey, hey, why, oh, hey, hey, oh, ah. Hey, hey, why, oh, hey, hey, oh, ah. The letter Resh created the planet Kohav. And Kohav is Mercury. Kohav has spelled Kahvav Kahvet. The first two letters have a gematria of 26 connecting to Hashem. The last two letters have a gematria of 22 connecting to the vessel, composed of all 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach, and we will stop at the sixth verse to make these connections. Ana B'Koach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tati. Alphabet Gimel Yutat Sadi. Babel Rinat Amcha Sadvenu Taharenu Nora Ufreshayan Sentet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Givavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kachshin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Tzadi Taf Gimel Chasin Kadosh Birov Tuvcha Na'el Adata Tet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayim Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zohre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. Hey, hey, why, oh, hey, hey, oh, hey, hey, why, oh, hey, hey, oh, hey, hey, why, oh, hey, hey, oh, hey, hey, why, oh, hey, hey, oh. letter you'd created the constellation Betula. Betula is the Virgin. Ration you'd have a gematria of 210, which is the gematria of the word redu, meaning to go down. It represents the descent into the physical. It represents the month of Elul before the new year that starts with Tishrei. Hey, hey, wa, yo, hey, hey, yo, wa, hey, hey, wa, yo, hey, hey, yo, wa, hey, hey, wa, yo, hey, hey, yo, wa, hey, hey, wa, yo, hey, hey, yo, wa. Shavatenu kabel, ushmatziakatenu. Yodea Talumot. The connection from the Sefer Yetzirah. The tribe is the tribe of God. The sense is the sense of action. And the controller is the left hand. If you'll remember that the progenitor of the tribe of God made a very, very grievous sin, which is not mentioned anywhere. But that sin caused the connection of the Messiah, or the Mashiach, to be transferred from the month of Capricorn to the month of Aquarius. Obviously, the sin that God did has to do with the sense of action, which has to be corrected. And what is the action that we do in Elul is Teshuvah, which is what we are correcting, our own sins. And the controller, being the left hand, is the hand of strength, of power, as the left column connects to all of that. But the hand represents a tool of manifestation. All of these things help us understand the aspect of the tribe, the month of Elul, and the tribe of God. And the eighth verse we say in the whisper, the eighth verse of the Anabatoa. The month of Elul is an acronym for Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed. Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li translates as I am to my beloved as my beloved is to me. It's representing the metaphorical love between the children of Israel and Hashem. We will be reading the six verses, starting with verse 42 of Bamidbar, the book of Numbers, chapter 7, which is describing all of the offerings from each of the 12 Nasiim, the 12 princes, the leaders of the tribes. ביום השישי נשיא לבני גד אליסה בן דאואל. On the sixth day, Eliasaph ben Deuel, the prince of the children of God. Karbeno karit kesef echat, shelo shim umea, mishakla mizera, echat kesef shivim, shekel b'shekel ha-kodesh, shenai hem. Meleim solet belula v'shemen lemitcha. He presented for his offering one silver dish. The weight thereof was 130 shekels, one silver basin of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of the flour mingled with oil for a meal offering. Verse 44. Tafechat asara zahav melea ketoret. One golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense. Verse 45. Arechat ben bakar ayil echad tevesh echad. Ben shenato leola. One young bullock, one ram, one he lamb of the first year for a burnt offering. Sheirizim echat lechataat. And one male of the goats for a sin offering. Vachashlamim bakar, shenaim alim chamisha atudim, chamisha kesvasim. Bnei shana chamisha, zekarban Eliasa, the son of Duel. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he goats, 5 he lambs or she lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Eliasaph, the son of Uel. In other words, even though the blessed Hashem gives him the power to gather Asaph, all the good in the word, still he recognizes his creator is in control. Duel means know that there is God. And will not cease from upholding the Torah, even when wealthy. At times when he is in tune with the attribute of the love of Hashem, he is called Ruel, from the word for beloved friend, Reah. Then at the time when he is in tune with the attribute of the fear of Hashem, he is called Duel, know that there is God. Owing to this, in the section of the offerings of the princes, he gave the sin offerings, meaning that each one understood where he was lacking, and there precisely was the principal state of completeness. For real completeness is when one recognizes his deficiency. This is as it is written. Yakar machachma mikabod siklut meat. More precious than wisdom or honor is a little foolishness. This is why he is called Duel when he is offering the sacrifices. For when a man comes to the state of completeness, he needs fear, he needs awe. What is the fear of Hashem? What does it mean to you? Does it mean trembling in one's boots? Does it mean fear of punishment? Or does it mean the sublime awe of knowing that one is always in the presence of his Creator? We all need to recognize our deficiencies. This is not a bad thing. So too do we need to recognize our strengths and that both were given to us by Hashem to serve him with all that we have, that we can. Meditate on this and be better for it. The names of the tribe and the name of the Nasi all give us information about the tribe and the month of Elul. I highly recommend that you make your connection. To each of these links, and especially to the energy verses. And as an example, I'm going to read the second verse connected to the name of God, that's spelled G-A-D. The second verse comes from Psalms chapter 9, verse 6. Ki harat goyim avadat resha rasha shemaim shemem mechit leolam vaed. Thou hast rebuked the nations. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast blotted out their name forever and ever. Why would this verse, which seems so negative, be associated with the tribe of God? It relates to the action, the sin that he did that no one describes. But if he was not a child of Jacob in the merit of his father, he would have been wiped out forever. Just as in the 11th incense, we have the incense or the spice galbanon, which is a very foul-smelling spice when burned. Just as that is one of the components of the incense. And yet, when it's mixed with everybody else, with everything else, it smells beautiful. This is representing the children of Israel in whichever tribe they belong, where they are doing sin, where they are not following the directions of the Torah. That's what free choice is all about. And yet, they're still part of the children of Israel. This is the connection to the month of Elul, returning to that level of virginity, of purity that is represented by that level of virginity. The items that were dedicated by the tribe of God, by the prince, Eliasaph ben Duel, he brought his offering as an allusion, as a hint to the exodus from Egypt, including all things that happened from the time of entry to Egypt until the exodus. The silver bowl is a hint to Jochebed, the mother of Moshe, who was mentioned in the Torah as having been divorced from Amram, Moses' father. And then Amram remarried her at the instigation of Miriam, Moses' sister. The various words used in the Torah allude to these aspects, including that Amram was eager to remarry her, and that it was Miriam, Moshe's sister, who was the instigator of the remarriage by prophesying that Amram would father the Redeemer through Jochebed. Why was it 130 shekels? And this hints to the fact that Jochebed was 130 years old when she bore Moshe. How do we know? The Torah lists 69 names that went down to Egypt, but states that there were 70 souls who went down to Egypt. Jochebed was between the walls in her mother's uterus, and thus was born in Egypt. Moshe was 80 years old at the redemption, as the Torah states, and the length of that exile, 210 years. 210 minus 80 is 130. The 70 shekels. The basin is, in Hebrew, is the word mizrach, which sounds like the Hebrew word mizrach, which means to cast. This alludes to Moshe, who the Torah says was cast onto the Nile. Why was it 70 shekels? Alluding to the 70 elders who received the ability to prophesy from Moshe, as the Torah states. The gold ladle, the kaf, had 10 shekels. The 10 alludes to the 10 plagues with which the Egyptians were smitten. There are three species brought as an ola, the elevation offering, the burnt offering, to allude to the three good characteristics of the children of Israel that was kept while they were in Egypt. They did not change their names. They did not change their languages. And they kept themselves away from unchastity, as was later proved when they were tested with the waters of the Sota, at the waters of Mara, as testified by the Zohar in the Parasha of Beshalat. The ram that was brought as an ola was a hint to how much further our generation has fallen than the generation who was redeemed from Egypt by comparing the three items that were the cause of the redemption from Egypt. And it explains, in my opinion, why the redemption has been delayed for so long. The sheep in the first year as an ola was brought to remember that the people had fallen to the 49th level of negativity prior to the redemption. How far have we fallen? Thank Hashem for his unconditional promise to redeem us, even as we have fallen further than our earlier incarnations when we were redeemed from Egypt. Also, how can we bring ourselves back from this current level of negativity prior to the final redemption? In my opinion, and the Zohar says, through the study of the Zohar, the redemption will be brought in peace. The sin offering of the male goat is a hint to the Paschal sacrifice, which was offered in Egypt as an indication of withdrawal from idolatry. For Israel were idol worshippers in Egypt, and the divine attribute of justice would not allow their being redeemed until they had withdrawn from idolatry. And there are rabbis today who are teaching that the purpose of the coronavirus is to remove that same sin of idolatry from the children of Israel. The peace offering of two cattle and 15 other animals. The two cattle alludes to Jacob and Joseph, in whose merit the people were redeemed from Egypt. An alternative is that it alludes to Moshe and Aaron, who performed the miracles and wonders that created the redemption. There are three species to allude to the three patriarchs, in whose merit the redemption takes place. And the 15 animals allude to the 15th day of Nisan, which is the day of redemption. And it has been taught that the redemption will occur, the final redemption, our redemption, will occur on that same 15th day of Nisan. And it is a reminder, the rest of the section, it's a reminder to donate 13 minutes of time, $13, 13 nickels, any different amount of money, to a truly poor person. Our class is complete. Does anyone have any questions? The balance of our classes today, the early class at 4:30 will be a deeper Zohar class on the Parasha of Vayera. And at our 7 o'clock class, the later class, I have not quite decided what we will be teaching in that class yet. Normally it would be a Tikkuni Zohar class, but we've missed so many classes. There's so much to do to prepare for Pesach, so I'm not sure what we will teach. Are there any questions? I wish you all Shalom Gadol and have a beautiful, beautiful day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Shalom. Shalom Gadol.
Have a great day.
Be well for all of us. And stay safe.